Good morning, everybody. My name is Barry Schwartz, and this is the Search Buzz video recap. Today is Friday, February 3rd. This is the search news we covered over at the Search Engine Roundtable at SEOroundtable.com over the past week. Ton to discuss. Unconfirmed update, January 26th. Yandex search ranking factors leaked, explored by SEOs. ChatGPT going crazy. Microsoft previews some of their stuff. More to come on that. Google confirms, they're actually releasing something with chat related to that, their Lambda version of that. A lot to go on there. Bing says, you know, the last mod is critical in sitemap files. Yahoo Search has a lot more coming. So much to go on. Definitely stay tuned. Watch to the end. Subscribe, like, and enjoy this video. Thank you so much, and definitely comment and let me know what you think. Of course, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Bruce Clay. Thank you, Bruce, so much for sponsoring. Bruce is one of the founding fathers of the, he's the founding father of SEO, of the SEO space. He's been doing search marketing since 1996. Bruce is big into SEO training. Check them out at seotraining.com. And to learn more about Bruce Clay and their company, check out bruceclay.com. Thank you so much, Bruce, for sponsoring. All right, so first up, just want to get this Google update out there. Glenn Gabe actually spotted this before me. Usually I spot it before him. No offense, Glenn. No offense, Glenn, but he spotted this well before me. Basically, he noticed a Google update that seemed to not necessarily be product review related, but had an impact on some of the product review sites that he's looking at. There were some signals, not significant signals on a higher level. The ones that I track, I didn't see much of it, which is why I didn't report about it earlier. But there was some chatter, not as much as I normally see. But other people are seeing it as well. So like around January 26th, there's also, just so you know, some rumors percolating this morning, last night, of another Google update. I'm not seeing enough to report about it yet. But if I do see more evidence, I will report about it on Monday. So definitely stay tuned. This was a really nice spot by Glenn. There was definitely a lot of evidence that he uncovered around a potential Thursday, January 26th Google update that seemed to have been more triggered towards product reviews, not necessarily a product reviews update, but a little bit beyond that. So definitely, if you were hit on that date, you are not alone. Yandex, big news this week. Yandex, well, actually started last week, but all the news really came out earlier this week, where the Yandex source code across all their products and services, including Yandex Search, was leaked. So now we have tons and tons of SEOs digging through this stuff. We have Rob, we have Alex Burks, we have Mike King, we have tons of SEOs going through this because it really shows you in detail what ranking factors Yandex use. And of course, as you may remember, Yandex was founded by a former Googler many, many years ago, so the source code is probably very, very outdated in terms of like being a replica of Google Search, but just keep in mind that it goes through all these things. Is it going to change how you do SEO? Probably not. Are you going to go ahead and ask Google if they use hyphens in your URL as a ranking factor? Probably yes, but you shouldn't. Again, this doesn't really change much SEO, but it's really, really fun and educational to actually go through this to see how one search engine may be using ranking factors in search. Moving on to the ChatGPT craze. So, as you know, OpenAI released ChatGPT in late November. Ever since then, code red, Google's dead. What are we going to do? Everybody's panicking. What do we do? So now there's rumors coming out around both Bing and Google around ChatGPT. Specifically, Google's testing something called, they're calling Apprentice Bard, which is their answer to ChatGPT. It's basically, CNBC reported about it earlier this week, and they're going to be using the Lambda team to prioritize their answer to this ChatGPT craze. To be able to like answer questions like ChatGPT, but much faster and using Google's more recent data, supposedly it's going to be a lot better. And then on their earnings call last night, yes, Google announced, had their earnings call last night, which wasn't so stellar. We'll get into that a little bit later. Google's CEO, Sundar Pichai, confirmed this. He went ahead and said, in the coming weeks and months, we'll make these language models available, starting with Lambda, so that people can engage directly with them. That basically saying it's going to change how search works. They're going to be testing these interfaces. In fact, according to 9to5 Google, there's actually a new live stream, a new Google event where they're going to present like search, maps, and beyond some features on Wednesday around 8:30 a.m. Eastern. So you can definitely tune into that. But there's a lot of coming from Google and Microsoft on ChatGPT. Talking about Microsoft, we noticed that via Twitter, Owen Yin went ahead and noticed a really interesting test from Microsoft Bing, which looks like their ChatGPT integration. So we know that those features are coming from Microsoft Bing. There's lots of rumors. We're all expecting it to come. In fact, ChatGPT is now on version 3.5. the new version 4 is coming out soon, and supposedly Microsoft will be launching their version with 4, which is much faster and richer, which is very important because right now ChatGPT is kind of slow. And the Owen Yin went ahead and shared some screenshots on Twitter as well as on Medium of this new interface. So here are some of those screenshots. I think it's real. I can't confirm it yet, but maybe we'll get more information from them soon. So there is a lot of going on around ChatGPT and how Google and Microsoft Bing are reacting to it. All right, moving on to more SEO stuff. Google has blasted, but basically John Mueller went ahead and said that agencies both creating and disavowing are just making stuff up, cashing in from those who don't know better. He basically is like just getting annoyed by the agencies that are building links and then going and charging you to build those links and then charging you to disavow those links right afterwards. I'm talking about disavowing, and it's a pretty good rant. Definitely take a look at that. I'm not going to go into much detail about that, but it was nice to hear from him on that. Google Search Console released new features for video indexing reports. Specifically, you can now see the impressions your videos are getting on the index report, as well as the ability to filter what was indexed based on sitemap files. So you can see what I submitted in the sitemap file, was it indexed or not? And then in the sitemap file, there's other features there too. That was a new feature in Google Search Console, which is pretty cool. Lizzie from Google said that you should go ahead and nofollow the site credit links in your footer if you're able to control it. So it could be like site powered or site designed by. If you could control those links, definitely nofollow them. That was her advice in the latest search SEO video. Recap the SEO video office hours from Google, which was a short version, a 22 minute version, which was created after those Googlers knew that there were layoffs and they don't know if they're actually laid off yet. So pretty big problems from then. Lizzie also said on this video that spammy links from porn sites should probably not be prioritized by you. If you have other things to work on SEO related, work on those other SEO things. But even if you're getting tons of spammy links from porn sites, don't worry, Google can pretty much handle it. If you are worried, yeah, but it's not a priority in terms of something that you need to fix or do anything about. Gary from Google went ahead and posted on LinkedIn basically saying, here's a PSA. When you redesign a website, its rankings and search engines may go nuts. This article got a crazy amount of nuts traffic. I'm not sure why. I mean, it's pretty obvious. You redesign a website. There are things that could happen when you do a redesign, not just URL changes, but also HTML changes, content changes. In any event, pretty basic stuff. But yeah, if you redesign a website, it can go nuts. Also, he said that if you verify your website in Google Search Console, it does not impact your rankings or your indexing. Obviously, there's features in Search Console that could help you get better rankings and indexing, but just by verifying your website in Google Search Console, it's not going to go ahead and improve your indexing or ranking in Google Search. And also, Gary also said that firewalls and CDNs are the main and most common issue why Google has issues crawling many, many websites. Make sure when you use a CDN or a firewall that you're not blocking Google, and definitely test that using the URL inspection tool and other tools that you could use. Also, Google this morning released a new major refresh on the SEO canonicalization documentation. It used to be on one page. Now there's three different sections. One's on what is canonicalization, how to specify canonical with URL canonical and other methods, and how to fix canonicalization issues. Google goes into this in much more detail than the previous documentation. And Gary dropped two tips this week on canonicalization. One, he said that you can stack canonicalization signals to strengthen that hint. And he goes into how you do that. Definitely take a look at that story I posted this morning. And also, he said, make sure to use absolute, not relative, but absolute, the full URL in your canonical links. I posted the Google Webmaster report for February 2023 this week. You can definitely take a look at that. It goes into all the big things that changed over the past month. You don't want to miss it if you were on vacation at all. Definitely just scan through it to make sure you catch up on that. Obviously, it covers all the Google updates, the content ideas maybe going away, performance report metrics updates, lots of SEO topics, and so forth, including the mass Google layoffs, the DOGA suing Google again. So definitely take a look at that. You don't want to miss out on that. Microsoft Bing said in a blog post this week that the last mod field in the XML sitemap files is one of the most, if not the most critical fields that you could have in your XML sitemap file. It tells Microsoft how to crawl your website, how fast and how recently to crawl your website, and if they should crawl again. They actually post all these cool stats basically showing that 58% of hosts at least have one XML sitemap, 84% of these sitemaps have at least have a last mod attribute set, 79% have last mod values correct, 18% have them not set correctly, 3% has last mod value only for some URL, 16% of these sitemaps don't have last mod attribute set at all, and 42% of the hosts don't have XML sitemaps. Keep in mind also that they said that usually the biggest issue with the last mod date is that it's the time that the last mod is being set to the time the sitemap file was updated. It's not about the sitemap file. It's about when that URL in that sitemap file is updated. So if you update a specific page, you should use that last mod date, not the sitemap last mod date. Keep that in mind. And also, a big change is coming to Microsoft Bing around last mod, where they're going to go ahead and revamp their crawl stack and how they crawl to make it more efficient using last mod. If you're not using Index now, Microsoft says use Index now, but just keep that in mind. Last mod is going to be a big deal for Microsoft. It's not such a big deal for Google, but it is going to be a bigger deal for Microsoft. Also, the new Bing bot should be going fully live today. Bing bot was supposed to be fully live 100% by January. It's January past, but Fabrice Canale from Microsoft said they have some news to announce today. I'm not sure what that news is, but specifically to the Bing bot. So maybe it's going to be 100% today. We will keep an eye on that and report back on Monday or Tuesday of next week. Google Ads news and features announcement page has been pretty sparse. They barely updated that page since November. And also the policies page since December. So it's been like months and months. I think 2.5 months since they actually posted an announcement there. I'm not sure what's going on. They are announcing stuff, small things here and there, but they haven't announced many, many things going forward. They actually just posted two policy changes for January 2 days ago. That was after I wrote the story. So maybe they're going to be posting more, but we'll see. Also, Google's ad revenue was down 3.6% year over year. So this past quarter to the previous past quarter, this is the first time in a while they actually had a revenue ad revenue decline of 3.59% or something like that. And their overall revenue was up quarter to quarter 1%, which is pretty bad. So in fact, their profit, even though they're making like $1 billion profit every single week, their profit was down 34%. Their net income was down 34% quarter to quarter. So because of that, the layoffs, as you saw, Google is going to work on cost structures and cutting costs as much as possible, which you see across all companies right now, which is pretty sad for a company making $1 billion in profit every year. But Wall Street will be Wall Street. And Yahoo, again, we know we hinted about this a week ago or so. Yahoo is working on search. I spoke to several people at Yahoo. They posted a job posting about hiring a product manager for search. Jim Lanzone commented, yep, we're working on it. It's coming. It's not right now, but you will see stuff in the future. It's going to take a while. But yes, Yahoo Search is getting into search by posting job postings, and they're going to be working on it going forward. Jim Lanzone is a search guy. He worked at Ask Jeeves, Ask.com. He worked at CBS Interactive. He is by far a search guy, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what Yahoo Search does under Jim Lanzone's leadership. Any event, thanks so much for listening to the Search Buzz video recap. Again, I'm sorry how quickly I went, but there was so much to cover in a short period of time. I try to make these videos about 10, 12 minutes. Everyone, I hope you have a great, safe, healthy weekend. Looking forward to all the ChatGPT news next week. And again, thanks so much to Bruce Clay. Thank you so much, Bruce Clay, for sponsoring. Definitely check them out at bruceclay.com and seotraining.com. Everyone, have a great, safe, healthy weekend. Speak to you guys next. Goodbye.